The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Would you leave your wife at the concert?
I've done it before.
I have a question for you.
wait, hold on.
How are you still alive?
You what now?
I left. What's the great play theater?
Hamilton!
Left in the middle of it. Because Frank was in a bar all by himself.
Oh, poor Frank. Yeah,
in Chicago.
Needed your support, you know? Emotional support.
Plus, you watch three skits of it, and it's the same thing over and over and over.
And is that what you're thinking is going to happen tonight with Chris Stapleton and Sheryl Crow? Our friend, Sheryl Crow, friend of show, Sheryl Crow. You're thinking that's going to happen tonight?
No, because I'll get shit.
Now, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City. With Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora, here's Jen Latta.
Whatever your thoughts about Chewy's dilemma and how he should handle it tonight, he has tickets to the Chris Stapleton show, Chris Stapleton Sheryl Crow show. He wants to watch the first football game of the season. It's the Cowboys versus the Bucks. Frankly, it could be the Browns versus the Jaguars. Chewy would be like,
I'm all in.
Gotta watch. Research. We are so pleased to be joined by Bob Babish now here on the show, speaking of Summerfest. And Bob, it is great to have you. We are so thrilled that Summerfest is back. That's the point that I was trying to make there before I got distracted. How are you doing this morning, Bob?
We're doing well. How you guys doing?
Well, Chewy's got a bit of a dilemma. He has tickets to tonight's show. Yeah, he's very excited about the show, but he's more excited about football. Okay, let's just keep it 100 with you right now. What do you suggest Chewy does in order to still get his football fix tonight while at the Chris Stapleton Sheryl Crow show?
Well, the way I look at that one, you know that Tom Brady's going to win anyway tonight, so you don't even have to watch that. You might as well just stick around and watch Chris Stapleton and your friend Sheryl Crow, plus all the great other music we have on the grounds tonight. Plus, it's Throwback Thursday, so we've got great bands starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you can't make tonight, then there's Zach Brown tomorrow and Dave Chappelle the next night. Tons of great talent on the ground. And then you have off all day Sunday to watch football.
Oh, there we go. Bob, question for you.
Yes.
Going tonight. With you either need a negative COVID test or your vaccination card, which I am vaccinated. Can I just bring a picture of that on my phone, or do I need the actual card?
That's all you need is a picture on it. They'll just look at it. You don't have to bring an ID to match it up. You just show the card and in you go. Show a picture of it on your phone. That works fine for us. Or showing a test in the last 72 hours.
Oh, that's a good question, though, Chew, because I bet a lot of people were wondering about how to navigate the new protocol.
I'm really interested in Dave Chappelle on Saturday. Like, what was the process to get a comedian on the main stage at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater for Saturday night? Especially, I mean, Dave's as big as it gets in the world of comedy.
Yeah, this was a great get for us. You know, we're looking at this beautiful brand new building and it's filling up with great talent, and we think, well, what should we do that's a little different this year? And somebody, I forget who, says, why not try Dave Chappelle? And I make the call, and sure enough, he says, he's never done a show that big. He's never been in an event quite that big. So he said, yeah, let's go take a shot at it and do it. And it's doing great. I mean, there's not that many tickets left, actually. So he's going to be close to a sellout. Lots of great video screens. He's bringing along some talent to be opening acts. He doesn't even tell us who those are going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be a fun night.
Bob Babish joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we talk a little bit of Summerfest. Okay, how is the new schedule working out for you guys, right? Because we've got these prime days, these premiere days of the week. It's obviously when you expect a lot of people to go. How have people been showing up for you?
Well, so far, the first weekend was a little slow. I think that it might have been the holiday. I think people just have to get into understanding that, you know, fall's a little different than the summer. I know people are working and all those kind of things. And more than likely, we'll go back to doing that three-weekend concept, but in the summer next year. But we like it for us. I mean, from booking talent, now you have an 18-day window instead of an 11-day window to find talent that wants to come through your market. And it gives the grounds a chance to relax, gives the crew a chance to take a little break. So that's working out for us.
So, Bob, how has the feedback been of the new renovation of the AmFam? That's one thing I am excited to see. How's the feedback been from the people?
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at it from the music side of it, from that perspective. We deal with all the production guys that come back, the stage managers, tour managers, all of those people. And a lot of those people are back from the old building. They've seen the old building in the past with other bands or the same bands. And they come in and go, man, it's like night and day back here. You know, you've got 19 dressing rooms. You've got these high ceilings so we can put up stadium-sized shows. They all just love the building, and they're all talking about it. I'm hearing it from other people around the country, how much the bands are loving it. And people that walk in are just shocked when they see it. They go, man, this is nice. I mean, all new seats, new aisles. There's lots of room to move around. It's great.
So with that, do you think it's going to be then easier to attract, you know, these big names back year in and year out with the renovations there?
Yeah, I think you saw that with the first with the Hell Omega date, which was the first day that we did this year. Earlier in the summer, you saw that with the Foo Fighters. We see with Guns N' Roses. So there's a lot of big stadium tours that are out there that are looking at it now already. I'm sure that's going to continue into the future. And we couldn't be more excited about that building. It's just stunning.
It is fantastic. I saw Foo Fighters out there just a few weeks ago. Just like you said, the aisles are bigger, the cup holders, it just feels like a big deal. And not that it didn't afford. Look, I went to plenty of shows at AmFam back in my college days. Usually was up in the lawn. But now since I'm, you know, making a little more cheddar, I can buy the good seats. I have a question for you, Bob. Do you think you could help Chew out? There's some of those, like, cool, what are they called? Like the Captain's Club, the Admiral's Club. What are those little spaces behind, you know, the little loungy areas? What are those called?
Oh, we have a green room area. We have all kinds of different lounges, different levels in the amphitheater now. And you need some help in getting back there? Is that
well, I'm just thinking, here's what I'm thinking. If you could hook him up with some of those wristbands, Bob, if you could hook up him and his wife and his pals with these wristbands, then they can go back into that area before the show. And then when he needs to just step away, he's got a place he can go and watch a little football, come back to the show, you know, during the intermissions and whatnot. Is that something you might be able to help him with?
I think that's something we can do. I'll just get me his information. We'll see what we can do for that.
Bob, are there monitors in Section 5 on the seats? I think row C.
And can you cue up the Buccaneers-Cowboys game? That's all he's asking. He's not asking a lot. He's not asking for much.
I don't know how Chris Stapleton would like it if we turned the video screens in the amphitheater on a football game during his show. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. You know?
Hey, Bob, we are so thankful that you took the time out this morning to chat with us, to let everybody know about what's going on at Summerfest. Obviously, it is one of the premier events in our great city, in our great state. So get out there if you haven't yet to Summerfest. Chewy's going to be out there tonight. I'll be out there this afternoon. And then I'm going to Dave next week. Pretty excited about that.
Go.
A little
next
throwback
Wednesday.
Action, yep. Dave Matthews Band. Thanks for joining us, Bob. Appreciate you.
Not a problem. You guys have a good day and go Pack.
Okay, Bob's going to hook you up with some wristbands.
Nice. I like it. All right,
yeah,
it's getting a little better.
Getting a little better. Again, they have the nice lounge chairs, some fireplaces there. It'll feel like you're at home watching in your Lazy Boy. Dustin in Waukesha, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 800-990-3776. It'll just be a loud din of Chris Stapleton playing in the background. It'll be totally normal. Good morning, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, just want to say, here's the idea. This so Chewy could just stay home. He can enjoy it and everything. Start thinking like you're getting the sniffles or you got a runny nose or getting the chills and all that stuff today. And then when it comes down to tomorrow, I'll be like, hey, just for the safety of everyone else, I think it's best for me to stay home. So then at this point, you can go and watch the game and you can go to bed at a good time and you're not stuck staying up late.
Oh, you don't know my wife, Dustin.
Also, haven't you used the old COVID-19 to get out
17,
of,
I've had
to
it get 14
of,
times.
Get out of something else. Aren't you the guy that is like, oh, COVID? Well, I don't know if it's COVID, but it might be COVID.
Might be COVID.
Just in case it is COVID, I should stay home and watch football.
I think we got a lot out there, though, that I can work with.
You're going to use Hero of it.
I know. I'm trying to make myself feel better.
800-990-3776. JP and Mequon saying, Chewy, just give in. You're in the second half of life.
I think he's...
She wins this one. Go enjoy the show. Be super tired tomorrow. Besides, it's the Cowboys. You can read about how they lost tomorrow morning.
Yeah. That's where I'm trending. Suck it up, Buttercup, right? But the problem is I got to drive 5 hours to Marquette, Michigan tomorrow with how many hours of sleep you're saying? Four?
What time are you waking up? Okay, at the show tomorrow. It's weird.
What time am I going to get home?
I just forgot about our show.
What's the under-over and what time?
I'm telling you.
I'm in my bed.
One.
In your bed? If it's one, I might be taking the over. Right.
Well, then she
especially
owes
after
me.
Hearing,
then
after,
I mean, expect
Cheryl's playing 12 songs, and it's not like Cheryl's a quick, you know, 2.5, 3 minute song. Like Cheryl's songs are usually between that 4 and 5 minute marks. We're looking at 12 songs plus the two more, then the changeover. Then you got the main act. He's probably playing around 15 songs as well.
And where are you parked? This is the whole, I could go on this whole thing. I got this whole thing of, I always, and you're going to make fun of me. I grew up in a house where my mom never, ever, ever, my mom never left a ball game early. Mm-hmm. Okay. No matter what the score was, she stays until the final out. It's her rule. I leave a concert right before the encore. Okay, because then I can walk out to my car. I get out of the parking lot before any of the other chuckleheads, because they're still in there listening to the encore. You know what I do? I queue it up on my iTunes, okay? Whatever the two songs were going to be that were the encore, I queue them up on the iTunes, play them in the car as I'm riding out of there, okay? And it's just as fun as watching the encore. So my question to you is, my question to you is,
I'm not going to let you get away saying that listening to songs on your iPhone or, I think you said your iPad, I don't know.
iTunes,
whatever. Like, there's no way that that's as fun as seeing it. Because if it was as fun, then you would have gone to the concert in the first
place.
Well,
but I've had the experience of the concert. I went to all of the songs before the encore. And Chewy, I got home in a decent hour.
I'm thinking third song, Bolt. You know? And then just listen on the way home. But I'm resigned to the fact now that it is what it is. But I need to start negotiating for what am I getting for this.
What do you want?
I don't know.
A steak.
I do think, though, that we got you the wristbands, right? We're going to get the wristbands from our buddy Bob.
Yeah.
You can say, look what I got, perks of my job.
Yes.
Which, speaking of my job.
I need to watch for research purposes.
I would avoid the research line at all costs. I would avoid it. I don't want to tell you what to do, but I would not use the research line. It is a huge red flag.
I don't want to go to another concert for 10 years. Not that I don't like the music. It's going to be great tonight, but why can't they start at like 10 o'clock? It'd be perfect. I could leave here.
Go straight to Summerfest.
Go right to Summerfest grounds. Grab a little breakfast. Right? Why does it have to be at night?
Because that's when people don't work.
It's a good point.
Oh, this is good stuff. 800-990-3776. Our loyal listeners have been very helpful this morning.
Going on
helping Chewy navigate this dilemma he has. He wants to watch the football game, the Cowboys taking on the Bucks, the opener for the NFL season. He's giddy. It's like Christmas. It's the day before Christmas. And he's going to the Chris Stapleton Sheryl Crow concert, which BTW is not a horrible consolation prize. I wish that I could go to the show tonight. Again, if I were around, I would volunteer my services to step in and be Chewy. I can wear the Under Armour shirt. I can wear the shorts.
Actually, you can't.
Baby pants.
You might be able to. I think you could probably fit both legs into one of Chewy's short pant legs.
Although I heard you wore a very large buck shirt to the parade.
I thought it was going
to
be a joke about me wearing the pants or something like that.
That jersey she had. I would love to see what that jersey would have looked like on Chew.
I'll have to bring it in one of these days.
Yeah.
I almost brought in my kids' teeth yesterday just to mess with you guys, but I figured, you know what?
You didn't want us ralphing over the studio?
Yeah, that'd be tough to clean up. In these COVID times, you really want to keep the bodily fluids and whatnot inside. 800-990-3776. You got a solution to Chewy's dilemma. Do the Packers have a dilemma? Because I heard yesterday that Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams aren't feeling any pressure this season. Should they be feeling pressure? Don't you want to win the whole dang thing? We'll talk about that right after this.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8. Presented by Pello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Call Gina Della from Pella today at 855-PELLA-WI or visit them online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It's been quite a morning here. here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I think we are getting closer to figuring out how to handle Chewy's dilemma. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Are you going to go NFL happen. Boy, or are you going to try to even contain that?
See, now that term is very offensive, and she uses it all the time. I just
I wish people could see his face when he said it. He was like very sincere, but also like a little stern. Like, you see, that term is very offensive. Let's get to top 8 today. What do we got today, Gabe?
Well, since it is the start of the NFL season.
Oh, I thought it was going to be what other shows does Chewy not want to go to? What other concerts would Chewy blow off?
Shows that Chewy does not want to attend. No, I'm looking for. So this actually surprised me when I looked this up this morning. There were only 8 running backs that ran for 1,000 yards or more last year. Name the running backs.
Ooh.
Again, so how this works, Jen and Chewy will take guesses back and forth, unless it's like last week and Jen just decides to not guess because she's frozen in fear. So she didn't even, you know, come muster a guess. It was a college football thing. She only works for College Game Day every single week. Didn't want to guess any college football teams. So, you know, hopefully Jen doesn't punt on everything this week. Once they get one wrong, then we'll open it up, 800-990-3776 for our fans to answer. The last person to get the answer correct will get an ESPN Milwaukee t-shirt.
Would you like to go first?
Okay, so McCaffrey was out. Saquon was out. I can barely remember. No, why don't you go first, actually?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry ran for over 2,000 yards last year. He is number one on the list.
I don't even know if Aaron Jones rushed for 1,000 yards last year. If I say it and it's wrong,
then you didn't really mean it.
Does Chewy win?
Well, I mean, Chewy's probably going to win anyway. So
it's hurtful, Gabe.
It's true, though.
I mean, there's a dude arrested for 2,000 yards last year, and you decided to, again, punt on the first answer.
I forgot. Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones ran for 1,104 yards last year. He's number four on the list.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara is not...
Really?
On the list.
How about Cook?
Dalvin Cook ran for 1,557 yards. It's number two on the list.
How many do we have?
We have
three. I thought he was hurt last year.
Dalvin Cook?
Just
no.
For the Packer game?
I mean, just the first one, yeah. And then he went wild because he chewed up the Packers in the second game.
Okay. Keep it going, Jen.
I don't know. I really am just guessing at this point. What about the guy from Jacksonville, Robinson?
James Robinson ran for 1,070 yards. He is tied for fifth.
Love Robinson.
Good pull. I thought Allen Robinson plays for the Bears now, right?
I'm surprised that Jen, I thought James Robinson would be the toughest one on the list.
Well, because I've been riding with that guy. Remember last year when they played the Jaguars and I was like, don't sleep on James Robinson. He is one of the best rookie running backs in the league. And I actually picked him up on my fantasy team this year. So when I say I'm riding with James Robinson, I am riding with James Robinson.
All right, so for the record, Jen was aware of James Robinson, not aware of Derrick Henry.
Yeah, let's be very clear, exactly. Completely forgot all about him. Is it my turn or your turn?
Chewy's out.
I'm out.
I have to keep going all by myself?
All by
That's
yourself.
How it works.
This is horse crap.
This is what Chewy did last
Which
week.
Which makes horseradish even hotter.
Stop saying that.
It's true.
It isn't true.
I'm telling you it is true.
I'm telling you it's not.
Who told you that? Chernobyl
Chief?
Corn?
No, my other farm guy back east. And I've done it. And it wasn't that hot.
Never mind. Get back to this.
Number one was Derrick Henry. Number two was Dalvin Cook. Number four, Aaron Jones. Tied for fifth, James Robinson.
How about Ezekiel Elliott?
He was hurt.
He was hurt.
Well, then
he's not on the list. 800-990-3776. There were only 8 running backs last year who ran for 1,000 yards. 8 running backs who ran for 1,000 yards. We're asking you to name them. 800-990-3776. We go to Kyle in Waukesha. Kyle, you're on the top 8 at 8 with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is a perfect question because I just went through this with our fantasy football draft. Jonathan Taylor is number three
on the list, 1,169.
I also have him on my fantasy football
Way to go. Welcome
Bless
to
America,
the program.
Jen.
You said James Robinson, right?
Yes, she did say James Robinson.
Nick Chubb was on there.
Nick Chubb is number 7 on the list, 1,067 yards. So far, we have number 1, Derrick Henry. Number 2, Dalvin Cook. Number 3, Jonathan Taylor. Number 4, Aaron Jones. Tied for 5th, James Robinson, so we need somebody else there in that T5 slot. And we have number 7, Nick Chubb. We just have 2 names left. Can Kyle run it after he did preparation for his fantasy football draft?
David Montgomery.
David Montgomery of the Chicago Bears. Another one you would think Jen would get, being a Bears fan. 1,070 yards, tied for 5th with her beloved James Robinson.
I don't think he's going to get the next one.
Number 8 on the list.
That's it?
We have 1 left on the list.
I am going to get it, yeah. Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is on the list. 1,065.
Good job.
Congratulations, Kyle. I think having your fantasy football draft really helped you there. You know who's next on that list, BTW?
That's why I said 8 running backs ran for 1,000 yards, because there was a quarterback that ran for 1,000 yards last year. Lamar Jackson.
Did he really? Who do we have on our fantasy team?
Who I also have on my fantasy team.
Gabe, who do we have?
Running backs? It's not great. The board didn't fall to us with good running backs, so we kind of had to, you know.
So you don't know who it is?
I can't remember. All right.
I feel good. Well, you're on your own.
Give me a second.
That's all it took for Chewy to abandon ship.
Yeah.
That draft was like a week and a half ago, man.
What are you, me?
Yeah.
Maybe. Hilariously, I do have Jonathan Taylor and James Robinson as my starting running backs right now.
Oh, nice.
I also have Sony Michel. Picked up Sony Michel. And then yesterday I picked up Le'Veon Bell. Because as you guys saw, Le'Veon Bell is now a Baltimore Raven. I stashed him on the bench. I just figured maybe there'd be some trade bait there. So anybody in my league, complicated falada. Such a terrible word. Falada.
Do we have anyone playing tonight? See, that? I mean, are you kidding me?
We do.
I got to track this stuff.
We've got Mike Evans.
Ooh, who do you have? Anybody?
I don't have anybody tonight.
Bart Starr? No.
Monday, Sunday, 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 Sunday. Bart Starr.
Boyd Dollar.
Sunday, 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 Monday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. That's when all my guys are playing. Kyle is the big winner today on top 8 at 8. 800-990-3776. All right, you said we were talking about the pressure on Aaron Rodgers and on Davante Adams. Both guys yesterday talking about how they don't feel any extra pressure this season, which, to be honest with you guys, surprises me, because isn't all of the pressure on these guys if they're doing their whole last dance thing? Let's hear from our guy, Aaron Rodgers, talking about not having pressure this season.
I think we don't feel pressure. I'm speaking personally. I can't speak for everybody, but the feel that I get with the energy in the locker room is not pressure. It's focus. I really do. I think it's the right perspective and the right type of focus. We know we have a talented team. We know what the expectations are. We're just focusing on accountability and holding each other accountable, because regardless of what happens with any of our situations, this group will not be together the way it is now in years down the line. So we're going to enjoy this year for all it has to offer and each other.
He's right. And I'm trying to think. In 96, the whole preseason, everyone pretty much across the board had us winning the whole thing. And we knew it because the roster had finally come together. Ron made all the moves he wanted to make. We had the team. We didn't really feel it that much.
More importantly, you had the experience.
We had the experience.
Right.
Yeah. Not the talent, but the experience. There was a little hiccup early on. That was the year that Brett went into rehab.
Mm-hmm.
That wound up, he came out of rehab looking great, refreshed, and actually I believe he guaranteed a Super Bowl win, or he came about as close as he could to it.
Yeah.
So we didn't really feel it. We felt it at the beginning of the year, but not as much as we did when we lost those three games in a row or two games in a row.
You lost two
in
a row, and
then we're losing to the Rams. Then we were like, oh boy, what's going on here? Are we not that good? You know? Which prompted a players meeting after the Rams game, which was very vocal and loud, and you know the end of the story from there. But actually the next year we felt more pressure because people were picking us to win the Super Bowl again, and we knew there were pieces missing. No Sean Jones, no Keith Jackson. No Edgar Bennett. I think Edgar was gone at that time. So we had missed a few key pieces, which added on the pressure. So we actually felt it more the Denver year than we did the New England year.
Despite what Brett said, I mean, you guys were incredibly talented. So when I hear Aaron Rodgers say something like that, especially when he goes, you know, I'm more talking about me, I can't talk about everybody in the locker room, but there's a lot of talent in that locker room. So if Aaron says something like this or Devontae, like when you are that talented and you know it, it's just more about, I just got to go out and perform.
And do your thing. But I think I think the fans have tremendous amount of pressure because they don't know what's going on next year, right? I mean, Aaron knows what's going on, I think, for the most part.
Sure.
Right? He knows what's going on. He sees the writing on the wall. I think Devontae now sees the writing on the wall. Right?
Yeah.
I think he's full of it. I think he's absolutely
think
full
Aaron
of
is?
It. I think there is immense pressure. And to be honest, he has added to the pressure. Right? Like, I have always said, nothing is going to change Aaron Rodgers' legacy, okay? He's going to go down in history as one of the greatest to ever play the position, regardless of how many Super Bowl titles he has. But he clearly has prioritized those Super Bowls. In his mind, he wants another one. And as he should. Again, I don't think it changes his legacy, but I think it definitely solidifies him as one of the greatest to ever play the game. But you are talking about a team that is coming off of two back-to-back losses in the NFC Championship games. If you don't get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl this year, there is absolutely going to be a portion of the sports-loving population that says, yet again, Aaron couldn't get it done. Couldn't get him there. Couldn't finish it. Couldn't carry him there. Couldn't get it done. He's so great, couldn't get it done. And so I do think that he believes that he has to win another one to lock it up in some people's minds.
Yeah, but
and with him saying last dance, Chew,
yeah.
He's putting all of the pressure on this team to get it done this year.
But is he's going to be the greatest all time for about 3 years, right? Because I remember back to Peyton Manning, and I think this is before he went to Denver and had the neck injury. I sat there and went, there isn't going to be anyone better than this guy.
Yeah.
This guy's unbelievable. Didn't win all the Super Bowls he wanted to win probably, but this guy's unbelievable. And now Tom Brady comes along and wins three, right? And now Aaron's probably going to win. I would say he's going to win another one in his career, right?
No idea.
And then he's going to be the best. And then Mahomes is going to come to the end. And then he's going to be the best. No,
I still think there's a Mount Rushmore. And we can go through that if you want when we come back. But let's ask our listeners, 800-990-3776. Should there be extra pressure on the Packers this season? Is there extra pressure on the Packers this season? Because hashtag last dance. Get us your responses, 800-990-3776. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
Chewy, when we're looking for pressure to get windows, you don't have to feel pressured because Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin always has great deals, right?
Well, when you're the best, you're the best. And there is no pressure. Right? Packers fans want to win this season, right? Well, as a proud window partner of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you can window the season too. While competitors are saying wait till next year to replace your old windows and doors, you can upgrade to Pella with installation as little as 8 weeks. Plus, the 555 is back. Get up to 5 years no interest and 5 months no first payment and up to 5% same day order savings too. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But you had an attorney.
For the point.
Do
yes.
you think Mark Chmura will be a good attorney this morning on the online hearing?
Oh, my God. What have you been drinking early in the morning?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Says it is not, in fact, pressure. It's focus. And I think Gabe made a good point when we were chatting about this just a few moments ago. If you missed any of the start of this conversation, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, etc. 800-990-3776. We're asking you if, in fact, there is pressure on the Packers this year because of the whole Last Dance thing. Is there more pressure on this team to not only get to the Super Bowl, but to win the whole dang thing if, in fact, this is the last year that Aaron Rodgers is under center? And it wasn't just Rodgers who talked about this yesterday, guys. It was Devontae Adams as well. Devontae Adams saying he also is not feeling any extra pressure this year.
I don't feel any pressure. It's really just the same thing at this point. I feel like it's more pressure if you know you win a Super Bowl. So next time you go back, you know, maybe for like Pat Mahomes last year or something like that. And even then, for the player, I don't think that he would view it that way. But from the outside looking in, I guess that it would make sense to look at it like that. But it's not really any pressure. You know, I've been to four NFC Championship games now. And if anything, it just makes it harder winning those games and then having to go back to it. And we haven't done that. So I think that, you know, it's just same mentality we've been having. Just go into it, do what we got to do to make sure we can win it this time.
Gabe, is there more pressure on the team this year?
I feel like this could almost, the Last Dance thing can also lift some of the pressure, because teams breaking up at the end of the year no matter what. Win, lose, or draw, teams breaking up. So why worry about what's happening then? Just focus on what's going to happen now. Next year is next year. I mean, especially as talented as these guys are, as talented as Devontae is, as Aaron Rodgers is, as Aaron Jones is, as talented as Jair Alexander is, as the Smith brothers are. Like, again, just go out, do your thing, and this team's going to be there at the end. Like, if you just go out and play.
Yeah, the pressure hasn't started yet, right? Because I think they know. I mean, you know, because every player goes through the schedule and like, win. Probably a loss, win, and they do that. Coaches do it, too. They'll never admit that they do it,
sure.
But we did it all the time. And we broke the season down when it was easy, and there were 16 games into four, you know? All right, we got to come out of this 3-1. See, should win all four.
So how do you break it down now? Four games plus a quarter? Because you got the extra game.
Yeah.
So four games and a quarter. Man, that's tough math.
And then the last one.
I didn't realize they're going to be fractions in the NFL.
I know. But the pressure hasn't started yet.
Would the pressure be, the pressure for this team would be NFC Championship game, right? Like if you get to the NFC Championship game again, you've lost two in a row, is that when the pressure would start? Or when would the pressure start?
Pressure starts the closer you get. Once you have it figured out where you're going to be seated in the playoffs, right? So if you need to win the last three to get the number one seed or number two seed, the pressure starts, you know? My question, and I know we're kind of, I'm going in a different direction here, but is Devontae upset that he doesn't have a deal in place yet?
Well, we do have him talking about that yesterday. Ashton, go ahead and play it, and we'll see if it sounds like Devontae's upset.
There's been some guys, in, like right before week one, that have done deals. This just seems to be a time when some things get done. Is there any reason to think that anything might happen with you this week, or is there?
No chance, no.
He's upset because I've been watching the T.J. Watt thing, and T.J.'s a young guy, one of the best pass rushers in the league, and I don't know if you guys saw what Ben said, but Ben said, pay the guy what he wants. That's why I took a pay cut so we can have guys like this. And Packers are full of crap. They really are, because the money thing is easy. It is. And from Goody's standpoint, he's trying to say, well, the average doesn't matter. It's only the guaranteed money. No, that is wrong, okay? Because when the guaranteed money runs out, a player still expects to be on the team, right? So it's not just about the guaranteed money. It's about you work the average, and then you work yourself back to the guaranteed money. The Packers want to do the guaranteed money first, and then get the average.
Let me ask you a question, because this is one of those things that always bothers me. Do you have to make the most money if you're the best at your position? It sounds like a simple question. It sounds very simple, right? Do you have to make the most money if you're the best at your position?
Well, I can answer that. For your first contract, no. For your second contract, yes. Yes. And that's how it worked with me. It was like, okay, I hit the free agent market perfectly, right? Year one, didn't play. Year two, played a little. Year three, got hurt sparingly, played towards the end of the year. Year four, break the bank. right? Make the Pro Bowl first time. So it was easy for me. But I turned down money because I'm like, we got a really good thing here. A really good thing. And then you like, all right, what's the number? For me to go somewhere else, they have to pay me X amount more than the Packers are going through. I'm like, no, I'm staying here. Now, the second time around, and you heard me talk about it a lot, no, I want to be the highest paid tight end.
Why?
Pride.
Exactly. It's just ego. It's just ego. Yes. Like, this is where I...
But he deserves it, though, right?
Take a breath.
Okay.
Devontae Adams is on one of the best teams in the NFL right now. Right now. Okay? I don't know if that's going to continue. If it changes who's under center, maybe it won't be one of the best teams in the NFL. But when you're on one of the best teams in the NFL, you don't take that for granted. That's worth something. You could go to Jacksonville. You could go to, you know, pick another squad. You know, I even look at like what DeAndre Hopkins did. Good, good. I have no idea if that team is going to be able to win a Super Bowl. I have no clue. I know they're trending in the right quote unquote direction, but the Green Bay Packers are poised right now to win the whole thing. Isn't that worth something to you as a player?
Well, it's only for one more year, and he has one more year left on his contract.
So, and he's a steal this year.
So he's doing it right. Because he's like, all right, look, Aaron's gone. I'm going to have Jordan Love. Hopefully he's good. First couple of years, he's probably going to stink. So they're going to throw the hell out of the ball to me because it's going to go back to Brett in his first year. Where's Sterling? There. Okay, we're running a screen. Where's Sterling? You know what
and
I mean?
And by Sterling, you mean Cobb or Devontae.
Devontae.
Okay, I wasn't sure which guy Aaron was going to be forcing the ball to.
So you're like, all right, I'm probably going to get the crap beat out of me. The ball's not going to be right here with Love. I'm going to be exposed a little bit. I want to be paid, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit.
Well, and again, just based on the story that's up at the Journal Sentinel this morning, and we knew this back in, you know, at the start of training camp, that the Packers had kind of, well, I mean, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, he's getting 27.25 mil. That's not necessarily the highest paid. And here's what Gutekunst had to say about that at the beginning of training camp.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit with that particular situation. It's how you interpret what the highest wide receiver in the National League is getting paid. You know what I mean? So certainly... I agree with him that he's definitely worth that, and we believe that as well. I think there might be just a little bit of difference in what we believe.
Which is what he's saying is we don't know if we want him back. We're probably going to lose Aaron. We're going to be in cap hell. So what do we want him back for? Right. Well, just tell the guy.
Yeah, because
Devontae knows it. He knows it.
Yeah,
but he's not going to come out and say it. It's not his place to say it yet. So just shoot straight with him.
But he's been in on the Last Dance stuff. He's been in on the hashtag Last Dance. So maybe we're just not reading between the lines well enough. Maybe he already is saying it. He's just saying it with memes and hashtags.
But I think he's doing that more because of his guy is really starting it. You know what I mean? Because I would have laid down in traffic for Brett when I played for him.
Are we sure you didn't?
I was hammered.
I don't know, man. I keep going back to this Aaron Rodgers quote about him not feeling the pressure, and maybe he isn't feeling it, but I definitely think there is pressure because of the Last Dance, because it's been 10 years since this team won a Super Bowl, because you've got the talent around him, you've got the weapons around him, because the way that the division shakes out and the league shakes out, Green Bay still should be one of the top teams in the league. There's pressure. You don't want to underperform again. And I think that, look, I think he is always the most prepared guy on the field. I will always say that about Aaron Rodgers. He prepares like nobody's business. Even the stories we heard about him with Jeopardy and the preparation he was doing when he got that gig and was hosting for just 2 weeks, how serious he takes his craft. He's going to be prepared. And I do believe that being prepared does lessen the pressure you feel. Because you feel like you're ready to go. You've done all of the things that you can do to best prepare yourself. But it's a team sport. And I think that him doing the Last Dance thing puts pressure on the guys around him to elevate their performance, to come up to his level. And I don't know that that's any different this year, but it just feels like it's been ratcheted up with the narrative surrounding this team. What do you think? 800-990-3776. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this, Gabe.
Well, I mean, there may be pressure there, but if you're looking for new windows, there's no pressure here because of Window Select, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers for window siding and doors. Look, they've got great deals. Buy one window, get one free. No limit on that. No payments for an entire year. But here's what you really want to hear. This is what you're really going to care about. you can get two free Packers tickets with any free home estimate. That's right, two free Packers tickets with any free home estimate. All you need to do is have Window Select out to your home for an estimate. You get two free Packers tickets. Don't have to buy anything. Just have that free estimate, two free Packers tickets. That's on top of buy one window, get one free with no limit. No payments for an entire year. And if you have them out for that free estimate, two free Packers tickets. It is a limited supply with a first come, first serve type of deal. So make sure you call them today for that free home estimate, 262-703-3500, or go to windowselect.com. Mention you heard about the two free Packers tickets from me, Gabe Neitzel, right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
That's right, we're not talking literally, we're talking figuratively.
How you shoot free throws, you Momo. You struggle mightily with names, Chewy's and apparently kidding. Following the bouncing ball.
Chewy's giving
when the
us
hell did
his free throw routine.
What the hell figuratively? When has that been a part of our show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
The NFL opener is tonight. Our guy Chu will probably not be watching very much of the game. He's going to be at the Chris Stapleton, Sheryl Crow show. I'm just going through the rundown to make sure we've hit on everything important that we put in the rundown this morning. Oh, geez. What sophomoric, immature person put National Wiener Schnitzel Day in the rundown?
I love Wiener Schnitzel.
I mean, it's National Wiener Schnitzel Day. I mean, it's, I don't understand why, you know.
That's the one with the egg, right? Ashton?
I don't know.
Sausage.
I thought it was
sausage. One with the wiener.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was sausages.
Says wiener in the name.
Well, we have two Germans here. And you don't know?
No idea.
You're grounded.
What wow. is Wiener Schnitzel?
I think it's. Is it? It's
I know
veal.
What schnitzel is.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of.
Veal Parmesan?
Yes,
you're definitely thinking
no
of some
eggs.
Side of.
It's not even close.
Right, Chewy, what do you think it is?
Veal breaded with an egg on top.
Chewy was right. Holy. So Chewy was right.
I mean, I have no idea about the egg, but everything else is right.
No, there's an egg. A small, it might be a quail egg.
I can't confirm or deny that. I would assume you should stop giving details when you're trying to lie.
This feels like a lesson you could play in other areas of your life yeah. as well. You know, the whole I spilled nachos on my shirt. I got to get a new shirt thing. Falls apart real quick for you, bud.
When was the last time you had nachos?
I'm not a nachos guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we were saying the people who are calling in saying, say you spilled your nachos, Angie would see right through that. Hey, is Jim still on the line?
Yep, Jim's still
there. Jim has been waiting patiently on the line. I assume Jim wants to talk about Summerfest or Rodgers or NFL opener. It's a surprise. Okay, let's open this surprise, shall we? Good morning, Jim. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How you doing, man?
Well, schnitzel is legit, but it doesn't need the egg on top. That's an addition if one chooses. But what was I going to talk about? Give me a second. I'm over 60. Yeah, oh, expectations, pressure
on
the Packers. I know this perspective is probably verboten, but... And I'm not the only one. Other people pretty much see that the opportunity was last year. I believe Mahomes restructured his contract. And same thing in Tampa Bay. They brought back everyone. Kansas City has a new offensive line. And evaluating, and if there's any pressure in terms of me putting it on the Green Bay Packers, it's related to expectations. And, simply speaking, I'm putting – my expectations are lower this year than last. I think last year was their opportunity, so less pressure this year.
Jim, thanks for the call. So he's saying that pressure was higher last year than this year? I don't know if I buy that, Jim. I appreciate the verbose, it was verbose, right?
Verboten
response, but I don't think so.
Where were we last year? I mean, as far as predicting this team.
I feel like most people were down on them, right?
Yeah, because there was a lot of thought that the 2019 team was overachieved. They got to 13-3, but they got blown out in the NFC Championship game. Probably be a playoff team, but they won't be able to go 13-3 again.
Because we didn't know about the Rodgers thing, right? We didn't know the chip on the shoulder and I'm sick of this place and I'm going to throw fit after the season.
He was dropping some stuff about, he called it again, the he wasn't sure if this was going to be his last year
beautiful
in Green Bay.
Mystery.
Beautiful mystery. So he was dropping hints throughout the course of the season. We didn't know it maybe reached the levels that it did in terms of his frustration.
How long can you have a chip on your shoulder, though? Right?
His whole
years,
life.
Yeah.
His whole life.
30, what holds he? 38? 38 years?
Maybe that wasn't the phrase I was looking for.
You're saying how long can you be motivated by a chip on your shoulder? Well, man, I think it means
can
reinventing.
Can you be motivated again?
It's a different chip. It's a new chip. He replaces the chip. He goes to the chip store. He buys a new chip. He puts the new chip on.
Right,
that's what he does.
It's like he went from sour cream to an onion to like Doritos now.
Exactly.
Or
it's a brand new chip.
Yeah, but if it's the Doritos 3D, it's not going to be good
Have
for
you guys
anybody.
Had dill pickle? Oh, have you had dill
so
pickle?
So good.
So gross.
So good.
Addictive.
So good.
Terrible.
Dill pickle chips are
you know
so
what goes good,
good
with them? Football.
Too bad.
Which you won't be watching
won't, like
this
you
evening.
Would know.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do throughout the night? I'm just going to text you like things like, whoa, did you see that play? Holy crap, did that just happen?
I can't believe Dak made that throw.
I've never seen anything like that happen on a football field before.
Probably won't ever see it again.
I want to cry.
Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Chewy and Gabe and Ash will be back tomorrow. I'm headed to college game day. Maybe we'll be back on Monday. Cross your fingers. Who knows? Will the Intosh is absolutely next.